This is Kim Rettigan from Meta Peace Team, high school teacher. And the introduction, Peace Team, so the classroom is really fairly easy because there are so many resources, both human and technological, that one can bring into the classroom. I have used, as a member of Meta Peace Team, we have a 5-minute introduction to the work of Meta Peace Team, and obviously it touches on peace teams in addition to the other aspects of our work. So I've used that film clip in my classroom. I've shared my own experiences in Israel-Palestine and on domestic peace teams with my students. I've also brought in several speakers, and the students, you know, sometimes they like to argue. It really stretches them. It really makes them think. I'm looking at my dear friend Sherry here, who a great trainer. I need to get Sherry into my classroom. But I brought, for example, Elizabeth Walters and Peter Doherty from Meta Peace Team to talk about the spirituality of nonviolence and the reality of, you know, translating that spirituality to your feet on the ground on peace teams. My students were very interested. I've had Kathy Kelly from Creative Voices for Nonviolence come and talk to my students about her work in various places. Peace teams appeal to young people because it forces one to walk the walk. You just don't talk the talk. I mean, there's action, there's analysis, there's reflection. It's all the pieces that really make for peace. It isn't just talking. So I find, and I will share a personal example of not really bringing a peace team into the classroom, but an element of the kind of work we do. So I do teach at a Catholic school, and last week there was a discussion in my freshman class about whether or not Jesus' action of overturning tables in the temple was violent or nonviolent. And I may have a crowded classroom, but somehow I found a way to move the desks, and we did a nonviolence continuum. Violence on one wall, nonviolence on the other. Was Jesus' action violent or nonviolent? And the kids thought this was really intriguing. Most of them in that class had never done anything like this. And then they said, where did you learn this? And so then I got to have the discussion, well, this is part of our training we do for peace teams. How do you join a peace team? Can I be on a peace team? So I think it's very easy. I think a social studies teacher, it's a natural to bring peace teams into the classroom. In theology, certainly, in philosophy, I really think you could find a way to bring it into any of the subject areas. You'd find a way to make it work. If you had to, you'd take a math class and say, how do we divide affinity teams? You know, how do we divide this? You'd find a way to do it. I think it's there, and there are so many resources on the internet, and there are also so many resources in print in terms of peace team. Very, very easy to integrate into any teacher's classroom. And I would add, even at the elementary school level, I teach, you know, high school, but I also think elementary school teachers could very easily, it would be very fun to count your students off into affinity teams and let them do a little practice. This is what a peace team looks like. I think it's a natural.